President Bush has been traveling, trying to build support for his budget and tax cut plan. Yesterday, he went to Chicago, a city long run by Democrats. Mayor Richard Daley is one of those whose support the president is trying to gain. The president is well aware that the mayor is influential with Democrats on Capitol Hill. After a private meeting with Daley, the president went to the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and promoted his plan to several hundred enthusiastic traders, NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
The agriculture quadrant of the trade floor had closed already, so President Bush had an attentive audience, which would be nearly impossible amid the usual chaos of outcries and frenetic hand gestures. Greg Shimkat is one of the traders who stuck around for the speech. He was curious to hear how the president's plan affects the Midwest economy and his livelihood. Right now, Shimkat is focused on the mad cow and foot-and-mouth diseases plaguing Europe and how they're affecting U.S. commodities.
Pork bellies are up 50 cents. Pork bellies are bacon, unprocessed bacon. Cattle prices are higher. Weather conditions have probably been as bad as for several years.
Bush addressed the traders from the cattle pit. His father came here about 10 years ago to sell his own economic plan, and it's the place where in the 1970s, Hillary Rodham Clinton made $100,000 in one day off cattle futures. That was when she was still the future first lady. Several times yesterday, Mr. Bush referred to the traders as entrepreneurs. He said they should understand better than anyone the benefit of his plan to let younger workers invest their retirement funds in the stock market. It's part of the Bush plan to shore up Social Security using the budget surplus.
If you don't spend like they spent the last couple of years, if you're wise and set priorities, there's still money. And the fundamental question is, do we grow the government or do we trust people with their own money? That's the fundamental question facing the United States Congress.
The House of Representatives is scheduled to vote on the heart of Bush's $1.6 trillion plan on Thursday. And with just a razor-thin Republican majority, the president is hunting for votes. One reason he came to Chicago was to find support from Democratic Congressman Bill Lipinski. He even invited the congressman to fly back to Washington with him aboard Air Force One. But Lipinski said after the president's speech on the trade floor that if the vote were held today, he'd vote against the Bush plan. Again yesterday, Bush promised to lower taxes for all American taxpayers, including low-income families.
The tax code's unfair for people at the bottom end of the economic ladder. The harder you struggle, the more higher marginal rate you pay in America, and that's not right.
A new analysis by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities takes exception to that claim. The think tank has been critical of cuts to social welfare spending in the past, and the group says the Bush plan would not cut taxes for nearly one in three families with children. Reporters traveling with the president to Chicago seemed more interested in the health of the number two man in the Bush administration. Vice President Cheney left the hospital yesterday after being treated for a clogged coronary artery. President Bush says Cheney's duties will not change.
He's the kind of man who listens carefully to his body, and he is not going to put himself in a position where he gets very sick. Anytime there's any doubt as to whether or not he needs to see a doctor, he'll see a doctor.
In fact, the vice president plans to attend a meeting this morning at the White House with South Korean President Kim Dae-jung, and he'll remain in Washington the rest of the week while the president continues rounding up support for his tax cut plan. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.